The Bout That Action Quick Picks Edition on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by WynnBET. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynnBET.com and download the app today.
We're also brought to you by BetQL. Your bracket may bust, but your bankroll never has to with BetQL. Use promo code MARCH30 for 30% off the entire year with BetQL. That's BetQL promo code MARCH30.
We're also brought to you by Odds Crowd. Odds Crowd has a ton of free fantasy betting contests, including a $2,000 season-long MLB contest and a $500 weekly contest. Download their app today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds.
We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is your home for free daily video picks from SGPN. It's like YouTube, but for sports gambling. Make sure to subscribe to our profile at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV.
We're also brought to you by PicksWise. Follow the PicksWise Capper Contest at PicksWise.com for free picks and analysis throughout the tournament from the likes of Josh Rothstein, Rashad Phillips, Jeff Nadeau, and more. See which expert is trending hot as they battle it out for a winner-take-all $10,000 prize over at PicksWise.com.
Talk really.
I'm just about that action, boss.
Welcome everyone to About That Action Quick Picks Edition on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I'm your host, Kyle Waddy Watnell, joined by my co-host and partner in picks, Mark Megatron Glass. Today is Thursday. It is April 1st, Mark. Happy April Fool's Day.
I didn't even realize it was April Fool's Day. I guess no one cares enough about me to play a joke. Maybe the joke was the U.S. Not qualifying for the Olympics.
There you
like,
go.
That was the joke. Like, actually, that wasn't the real game.
That was some joke. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, talk. It was a great joke by U.S. soccer.
Especially by the goalkeeper as well. That goalkeeper blunder, in case you didn't see it, was the best joke. That was the punchline, if you will. Anyway, it's the Quick Pick Show. Let's go ahead and dive into it. We had a week off last week for the English Premier League Quick Pick Show. There was the international break, but they are back this weekend for match day 30. Mark, go ahead and dive into it. The first matchup you like for the weekend.
First matchup, I'm going to take Aston Villa, a plus 125 favorite at home, taking on Fulham. Fulham is that final team that we have been speaking about that is trying to get out of the relegation zone. Mm-hmm. They're pretty close. If I look at the standings correctly here.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're 2 points off the drop. It's going to be tough for them to catch Brighton, who's 4 points clear, but it's still possible for them to catch Newcastle. And I feel like Fulham looks at this game. Aston Villa is a team that hasn't been in very good form, so I think Fulham are really going to go for it here. So I like Aston Villa in a bounce back at home. They've got a nice home record, which is what has propped them up in the standings for so long. So I like Aston Villa at plus money. It's been a good strategy to bet against the bottom three teams this season. So when you can do it at plus money, it's just too enticing to stay away from.
Okay, interesting. I definitely agree. Sometimes there's like that misconception of, you know, oh, this team's close to getting out of the relegation zone. They're close to getting out of the danger. They need this win bad. I should be betting on them. But, I mean, sometimes in reality, the better team just wins, and sometimes you can look too deeply into the standings, you know what I mean? So I understand what you're doing here. Aston Villa is a more talented team. It's a plus-money favorite situation. You're going to take them at plus 125. Solid first pick. My first pick, I'm going to take Tottenham Hotspur, a minus 160 favorite. They take on Newcastle this coming weekend. An interesting spot here. I'm kind of doing exactly what you just did. If you're comparing the two, you're taking Fulham to lose, right? I'm taking Newcastle to lose. Newcastle's sitting in 17th, so they're close to falling off that cliff into the relegation zone. They're only 2 points safe right now in that 17th place spot. Whereas Tottenham has a lot to play for as well. Tottenham sitting with 48 points. West Ham is sitting in fifth, just above them with 49, and then Chelsea holding that important fourth place Champions League spot with 51 points. So they're a win away from being tied for fourth, right? So this is a huge spot for Tottenham. A game that they should be winning against a lesser opponent. I mean, Newcastle sitting in 17th. They've had a very poor run of form. There's zero wins in their last five Premier League matches, actually. They've had three draws and two losses in those last five. Tottenham has had a little bit of a bounce back after, I think that was the Man City game they lost in their last five, but they've had four wins in their last five matches. They're kind of making that final push. It's a very important time in the season for Tottenham to try to make that push to get back to the Champions League spot. And this is an absolute must win. This was the first bet on the board that I liked, Mark, the first one I was excited to talk about. It is going to be my lock later. I'll go ahead and spoil it there, but I really like Tottenham this weekend at -155 or -160.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm just over betting on Spurs. Like, I can't do it.
Yeah,
like,
you're worried about, yeah.
They're the most stressful team to bet on. Like, you just don't, you could get a world-class performance or you could get a terrible one. At this point in the season, I'm so mentally drained. I can't handle it.
Fair enough.
So Godspeed to you.
Appreciate that. Your second pick.
My second pick, on the note of teams that have been tough to watch in hot and cold, I'm going to take Liverpool.
Yeah.
Okay. Liverpool is away. They're playing at the Emirates at Arsenal. Liverpool is sitting in seventh place. Arsenal slightly behind them in ninth. Well, yeah, they're 4 points off, 4 points away from them there, which is a bigger gap than you might think at this stage in the season.
Yeah.
Liverpool obviously had that terrible run of form. They lost like five games in a row, completely unprecedented. They had a lot of injuries. They still do have a lot of injuries. They're missing all three of their primary center backs. They're missing Jordan Henderson, who serves as the fourth string center back
and
the linchpin of that midfield. Yeah, the captain, like you said. But I do think that they have enough to overwhelm this Arsenal team. Arsenal also facing some injuries. There's a couple key players that are in doubt. Bukayo Saka, he withdrew from the England squad over the international break with an injury. They're not sure if he's going to play. Martin Odegaard, who was signing in January, who's been really good for them, he's looking fit, but it's uncertain if he's 100%. And Emile Smith-Rowe, who's their young center mid, who's really been a great revelation this season for Arsenal, their young academy prospect, he's injured as well. So both sides facing injury here. I think the key for this one that I liked, besides me thinking that Liverpool just has too much talent for Arsenal to overbear, I've complained a lot about Arsenal's defense.
Yeah.
And I think the key thing here is that Arsenal's best point of their attack is speed out wide, getting into the wide areas to get in behind teams and put crosses into the box. Whereas Liverpool's greatest strength right now is actually their outside backs, Trent Alexander-Arnold and
Robertson.
Yeah, and Andy Robertson, completely blank on the name there.
I gotcha.
It's a classic left back, you know, a Scottish guy. Gotta love him.
Yeah.
So I think Liverpool, despite their defensive frailties, have enough to withstand this Arsenal team. And then obviously the front three of Mane, Firmino, and Salah. I think after an international break, after a little bit of time away from the team, maybe they just kick on a little bit more. You know, they've been finding a little bit of form. So against a frail Arsenal defense, I could see this coming together. So taking a team like Liverpool at plus money for all those reasons, I think is something that I'm going to hammer. So I like Liverpool at plus 120 here.
I like that. And on that note of the international break, I mean, when you think about Firmino and Mane, I mean, they're both the top players, you know, playing for their home countries. Obviously, Salah's the main man for the Egypt national team. And then Mane's with, Senegal, and he's one of their guys as well. So, definitely interesting. They get a time away from the team where they go back to their international squads where they are the star player, and now they're going to be coming back into it. Maybe that will bring in some good form. So I like that take. You're right. And if you're thinking about this, I mean, with the timing of the last matches left, like, it'll be kind of considered a failure, you know, Liverpool defending champions of the league, to not finish in the top four the following season, it would be considered a failure. So they really need to make this push here. They're sitting in seventh, and there's a possibility to get back in the top four, but there's just no way they can be leaving any more points on the board. So I like the pick. Liverpool is Mark's second pick. He's getting them at plus money versus Arsenal this weekend at plus 120. My second pick, sorry to go a little chalky again, but I'm going to take Manchester United. They are a minus 155 favorite. They're taking on Brighton. Manchester United sitting in second place in the table still. They've held that spot for a while. They're at 57 points. Manchester City just way out ahead with 71 points. Manchester United's been interesting recently. In the last five matches, they're actually unbeaten. They have three wins and two draws. And when you're looking at this top four, right, Leicester City's just sitting 1 point behind in third place. And then there's a little bit of a drop-off, a five-point drop-off to Chelsea in fourth. But really, Manchester United, they need to be taking care of games like this. This is a game that they should be winning. Brighton, not one of the best teams in the league. Brighton sitting at 16th. They're like in a perfect spot where I feel like they're probably safe from the relegation zone, where they don't really need to, you know, go into this game guns a-blazing. So I'm a little bit worried about them sitting back and trying to play for a point against Manchester United. But at the end of the day, there's just so much talent, so much speed, that Manchester United should be winning this game. And they need to be taking 3 points out of a game like this at this stage in the season with where they're sitting in the table. This just feels like a spot where I feel like there's value at minus 155, to take them. I mean, I know it's minus money in a Premier League pick, but, for the difference in class between these two sides, I'm going to go ahead and take Manchester United money line minus 155. Your reaction to that?
Yeah, I like that pick. I think, like you said, when you stack these two teams against each other, it's going to have to take a monumental performance from Brighton to get even a point here, you know?
Yeah, and Brighton has lost their last three Premier League matches as well, so just want to mention that, coming in with poor form.
Yeah, so I think anyone looks at this and says, you know, something's got to go really wrong for Man United, right, to not come away with a win here.
All right, your third pick for the week.
My third pick is gonna be an interesting one. I'm taking West Ham. They're a plus 150 favorite over Wolves. They're okay, at Wolves.
I have the same third pick. So let's go ahead and break it down together.
Okay,
what do you like?
So I was looking at this, and West Ham's away form is actually very good. They have 21 away points this year. There's 6 wins, 3 draws, 5 losses. So that's a pretty good number for away results. And then I look at Wolves as well, who they've vastly underperformed this year. Yeah. And their home record actually is right under 500. They're 5 wins, 4 draws, and 5 losses. So the home field advantage for them is basically irrelevant. And West Ham have proven that they can go away and win. And I feel like these teams are like very evenly stacked up on paper. West Ham probably has like a slight edge. And Wolves have been really badly hurt. They lost Raul Jimenez early in the season, so they lost their primary goal scorer there. So I just like West Ham. They've got a lot more to play for. West Ham is still competing for a European spot, which is something they haven't done in a long, long time.
Right.
They're sitting in fifth right now, which gets you in the Europa League. However, fourth place is still very reasonable for them. They're only 2 points behind Chelsea right now.
Yep.
And they're going to see Chelsea going to West Brom, knowing that Chelsea's going to win that game, and saying, hey, we've gotta push hard here for a win if we want to stay in contention for that fourth place spot.
Yep.
And they've got Spurs and Liverpool breathing down their neck, Everton too, to be honest. So this is a really big game to try and keep pace with the big boys in the top four spots there. So I think West Ham's really going to go for it, and I think they have enough to get the job done.
Totally agree with everything you just said. A lot of those points were the same points I was thinking. They need this spot here. This is one of those games where if they lose this game, there's a very realistic chance that, you know, they're going to drop behind some of those big boys like Tottenham, Liverpool, Everton, who are, like you said, breathing down their necks right behind them, all within 3 points of their spot. So this is a game that they need to get the job done. Wolves, you're right. Wolves are a team that, you know, maybe last year or the year before, we'd be able to bet on a little bit more, but they've had a bad season. They've had some poor form at home, like you mentioned, and West Ham here just in a much, much bigger spot. So if West Ham doesn't get the job done here, that's going to be I would probably argue that's probably their chance is going to be lost to get a Champions League spot. So I think they probably are somewhat aware of that. Like you said, it's almost a guarantee that Chelsea is going to win this weekend ahead of them. So they need to take all three here. It's a plus money pick. The situation, the stars are aligned. Take West Ham plus 150 to get the win away at Wolverhampton Wanderers this coming weekend. Mark, it's time for your favorite segment, the segment you invented yourself for the show, the draw of the week. Which match this weekend you think is most likely to end in a tie?
The draw of the week, so thrilling.
Oh,
there was only one match I was ever going to take to be a draw this weekend. and that is Southampton versus Burnley. Two teams that are dead even in the table, 14th and 15th place. Look at this.
This is such a draw of the week.
This is
great.
Crazy. They both have 33 points on the season, and they both have the same goal difference, minus 15 goal difference, which means they've allowed 15 more goals than they've scored.
Right.
Both of them. Which means that the tiebreaker right here, I believe, is that Southampton's ahead because I think they've conceded less goals, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that looks right.
Because they've scored more goals. They've scored more goals. that's the tiebreaker after if goal difference is tied.
Got it.
I believe, or I think it goes head to head and then that. But anyways, they're dead even. Same goal difference, same points. So I really like this here. Who's the home team? Southampton's at home, which I think gives them an edge. If Burnley was at home, I'd probably say Burnley pull this one out and get the win. But I think Burnley's going to be really defensive. Southampton, they really lack a lot of creativity these days. So I'm going to say this trickles out to like a 1-1 tie.
Yeah.
And that'll cash out at plus 224.
Yeah, that makes sense. yeah, on paper, that is definitely a draw of the week contender. Yeah. That's a good pick. My draw of the week, I'm actually going to take kind of one of the, maybe the match of the weekend. Well, Arsenal and Liverpool is a big one too, but Manchester City and Leicester City play this weekend. I'm sure a lot of people are looking forward to that one. Leicester City, like I mentioned earlier, sitting in third. Manchester City sitting with a comfortable lead in first. They've pretty much tied up the league already. So here's my thought process for this one, Mark. Leicester City realizes, okay, we're in third, and we have a five point gap to fourth, with Chelsea's behind us, 5 points away. We need to basically secure wins throughout the last, you know, six matches of the league that's coming up. But this is going to be by far the toughest test, right? Manchester City. You'd think they would be accepting of a draw here. Taking 1 point against Man City is a good result. Man City is the best team in the league by far. And Manchester City, likewise, you feel would be comfortable taking a point as well. Leicester City is one of their top contenders, but there's still such a points gap that they don't really need to win this game. Leicester, I feel like, will be comfortable taking a point. That would actually take them, if Manchester United lost, that would take them tied for second place. And even if Chelsea wins over the weekend, which we think they will, they'll still be in third. So I just feel like I feel like it makes sense that both these teams tie. And, you know, it's one of those classic like matchups where you expect a lot of goals, you expect to be thrilling, but it could easily like be a defensive game that ends low scoring. I just think that it's worth a shot on the draw. And there's also a little more value on the draw. You can get it over plus 300. So you get it at plus 315 to be exact. That is my draw of the week. Manchester City, Leicester City to draw.
Yeah, I like that. I think the other thing worth considering, Manchester City have a Champions League quarterfinal date on Tuesday.
There you go.
They're taking on Dortmund. That is by far the priority. That is
right.
The club's number one priority, regardless of their place in the Premier League standing.
Right.
So when you factor in, I mean,
yeah,
they've run away with the league. There's only 9 games left. You know, there's only 27 points up for grabs, and they're 14 points clear, 15 of Leicester. So, I mean, they're not going to drop.
No. So there you go. There you go. They play their top squad for the Champions League match. They rest some players for this match against Leicester City. And the guys who are, you know, not typically getting a chance to play, they come in and they defend hard, Mark, and they secure that draw against Leicester. That is my draw of the week. Let's go ahead and do a quick word from our sponsor before we close out the show with the Locked On. This show is brought to you by WynnBET. WynnBET is live, bringing you the action of real sports betting and online casino play, all produced by Wynn Las Vegas. Get in on all your favorite teams, Cinderella stories, and tournament upsets. Don't miss out on the madness. Generous promos, odds, and parlays are happening right now at WynnBET. Get started today, and you'll receive a special offer of up to $500 risk-free sports bet. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at wynnbet.com and download the app today.
We're also brought to you by BetQL. Looking to get an edge and make smarter bets during March Madness? BetQL's algorithms scan thousands of data points across every game to find the best bets, so you can easily find the most profitable bets based on their top betting trends. Your bracket may bust, but your bankroll doesn't have to. Head to BetQL.com to get started today. Head to the App Store or Google Play Store to download BetQL and bet smarter, not harder. Use code MARCH30 for 30% off BetQL for an entire year. That's BetQL.com, promo code March30.
We're also brought to you by Odds Crowd. Hopefully you enter the Odds Crowd contest for March Madness for your chance to win $8,000. Odds Crowd has plenty of free contests, including a $500 weekly contest and a $2,000 season-long MLB contest. And Odds Crowd isn't just fantasy betting contests. It's a social app built specifically for sports bettors. It's free to download. You can live group chat with other bettors, track your bets, set up private betting contests with your buddies, and much more. Download the app for free or go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/odds.
Helmed by a team of trend-watching, data-devouring, sports-fanatic wise guys giving you the who, how, and why behind every prediction on every game, every day, in every sport, all for free. That's PicksWise.com. PicksWise presents the Capper Contest to follow with the likes of John Rothstein, Rashad Phillips, Jeff Nadeau, and six other experts all competing for a $10,000 winner-take-all prize. Follow the action for their free picks and analysis every day of the big dance by visiting PicksWise.com/March-Madness. That's PicksWise.com/March-Madness.
We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than .Vegas is like YouTube, but for what hashtag DGens only care about most, and that's sports betting. We're giving out free daily video picks over on our Better Than Vegas profile page. Better Than Vegas is always running a ton of free contests as well. They got a ton of free picks and handicappers to check out. So make sure you subscribe to our profile so you don't miss a single pick. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. Just like that, we're back. Time to close out the show with a good old lock dog and a parlay.
When we go to gamble, we go to lose subconsciously. I'm still alive.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Parlay.
Lock dog parlay.
Match day 30. Mark your lock for the weekend.
My lock is going to be Chelsea. They're taking on West Brom. I'm taking them to cover the spread at -1.5.
Wow.
Excuse me. Yeah. I think it's a -130 is the line.
Okay.
And I really like this line here. West Brom, a team at the bottom, they're struggling. We say it every week. It hasn't changed. They're dead. West Brom. I mean, now it's official basically. They're 8 points out of the third place, out of 18th, the third relegation
right.
spot. They're sitting in 19th place. They're 10 points out of safety. It's just not going to happen for them this year. Good effort, lads, but it's not going to be enough. And Chelsea, a team that's in absolutely fine form. They have not yet lost under their new manager, Thomas Tuchel. And their defense has just been absolutely rock solid. Offensively, they have so much firepower. I could run down a list of world-class names for you. So I think it's totally reasonable that Chelsea get at least a 2-0 win here. I think they keep a clean sheet as well.
Okay.
So that's going to be my lock. Chelsea is going to win by 2 goals or more.
I like it. My lock is going to be Tottenham money line. Kind of already broke it down. They take on Newcastle this weekend. The money line is at -160. Just a match they need to win. They're sitting in sixth. They're playing a lesser competition, and they need to make that push towards the final four. Tottenham money line, my lock. Your dog?
My dog is going to be Manchester United taking the win over Brighton, but more than 1.5 goals scored in the game.
You're getting fancy, Mark.
Yeah, I went deep into the props to find these ones.
You're getting fancy. I like it.
So I for all the reasons that you mentioned, I love Manchester United to win this game.
Mm-hmm.
You can rewind the podcast if you want to hear those. I'm not going to say them again. And I think it's totally reasonable that this game has – this is not just Man United. This is both teams.
Right.
Out of the combined score will have 2 goals or more is basically what this line is saying. I think that's completely reasonable. I could easily see this being like a 3-1 or a 2-0 in favor of Man United. So to get that at plus money,
yeah.
That's going to be my dog.
Sure. That's a great dog. I like it. Manchester United and over 1.5 goals is what Mark's taken at +105 for his dog. I didn't really have a dog this week, so I'm going to use my draw as my dog just because that was like the juiciest line that we had. I'm going to go ahead and take that shot at +315 for my dog. Manchester City and Leicester City to draw. +315 is my dog. Your parlay?
My parlay, I am going to take my my lock and my dog that I just explained, so the Chelsea spread and Man United with 2 goals in the game, and I'm going to pair that with moneyline victories for Aston Villa and Liverpool. That's going to cash out at a +1,736, so a nice four-gamer. And I got to say, I'm feeling confident in this one. I say it every week. It never works. But this is the one right here where we make all the money back.
Oh, man. A plus 1,736 parlay for Mark. My parlay is going to be a three-teamer all on the money line, but I do have a plus money one in there. So I feel like it comes out to a pretty actually exciting price. Tottenham money line, which was my lock. Manchester United money line, which was part of your dog. I mean, Manchester United and Tottenham, we just both are feeling pretty good about going into the weekend. So Tottenham, Manchester United, and then I'm gonna take West Ham, the third pick that we actually shared on this week's episode. We both liked West Ham to get the win over Wolves. So you combine those three teams and you actually get a nice plus 595 payout. That is my parlay for the weekend. I'm actually kind of excited about it.
Yeah, I like that one. That one looks good on paper to me. We say it every week, though. And
we'll see what happens.
Something's going to go wrong. I don't know. Those Tottenham boys, I can't trust them anymore.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
You heard it here first.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to the Quick Picks EPL show on Bout That Action on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow me at BetOnKyle on Twitter. You can visit sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Be sure to rate, review, subscribe to the podcast. Mark, any last words before we come back next week?
This is the Quick Pick Show, Kyle. No time for last words. We will see you next week.